Well, today is Monday, November 21st. It is the beautiful feast day of our Blessed Mother called the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Temple. And this is according to tradition that when the Blessed Mother was about 3 years of age, her parents Anne and Joachim took her to the Holy Temple of Jerusalem, where there was similar to what would be a boarding school for young girls. And the tradition is that our Blessed Mother stayed there in the Temple of Jerusalem from the age of 3 until about the age of 12 or 13. And then she came back home to Nazareth, was eventually betrothed to Saint Joseph. We don't know, perhaps about the age of 14 or 16. And eventually she, at that point, would become the Mother of God, when the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and then she herself became the living temple of Jesus Christ. So this is an ancient feast day. This feast day began about the year 540 in Jerusalem. There was a church in Jerusalem dedicated to the presentation of Mary in the temple. So it is an ancient feast day. It's not based upon anything found in sacred scripture. It's not mentioned in any of the four gospels, but it is mentioned in other Christian writings that date to about the year 200. And this is actually where we get the names of Anne and Joachim from. Mary's parents, their names are not mentioned in the New Testament, but in some of the other ancient writings, it mentions that her parents' names were Anne and Joachim. And from what we know, they were an elderly couple, and they had tried to have children, but they had never been blessed with a child, but they persevered in prayer. And they, when they had their daughter, they decided to dedicate her to God. And that's why the tradition has it that she was presented in the temple, and this is the mystery, the feast that we honor today, when Our Lady was dedicated to God. And of course, it's a beautiful image of our Blessed Mother being taken to the temple and presented to God and dedicated to His service. Our Blessed Mother would then spend the rest of her life in the service of the Lord, always saying yes to God, always saying yes to the angel Gabriel. When the angel Gabriel asked her to be the Mother of God, Mary said, "Yes, be it done unto me according to thy word." She had lived her whole life as a life of service to God. Living in boarding school with other young girls, other young virgins, she learned sacred scripture. She memorized a great portion of the Old Testament. We see this when she sang her Magnificat. Our Lady was able to draw from so many Old Testament books and psalms in order to sing her Magnificat. That's because she studied, we believe, sacred scripture from the time she was a young girl, studying Hebrew and learning the language, learning about God. And this would prepare her to become, of course, the Mother of God, which would happen when she would be a teenager. So this feast reminds us that the Blessed Mother lived a life of service and a life of dedication to Almighty God. And it's very appropriate that Our Lady was presented in the temple because she herself would become a temple. She would become a temple of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in Mary's womb. For 9 months, she became a living temple, a living tabernacle, not made of gold, but made of human flesh. She was God's pure temple, and she would house God Himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and become the dwelling place of Almighty God in the form of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. There's a beautiful prayer that goes way back to Saint Germanus, who wrote this in honor of the presentation of Mary. He says, "Hail, holy throne of God, divine sanctuary, house of glory, jewel most fair, chosen treasure house, and mercy seat for the whole world, heaven showing forth the glory of God, purest virgin, worthy of all praise, sanctuary dedicated to God and raised above all human condition, virgin soil, unplowed field, flourishing vine, fountain pouring out waters, virgin bearing a child, mother without knowing man, hidden treasure of innocence, ornament of sanctity, by your most acceptable prayers, strong with the authority of motherhood, to our Lord and God, Creator of all, your Son, who was born of you without a father, steer the ship of the church and bring it to a quiet harbor. I'll give you a blessing now with the relics of Mary's parents, Saints Joachim and Anne. Through the intercession of Saint Joachim and Anne, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.